In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Church's calendar, there are 24 Sundays after Pentecost. But since Pentecost is a movable feast, depending on the date of Easter, there can be as many as 28 Sundays between Pentecost and Advent. The readings for those extra Sundays are taken from the Sundays after Epiphany. This year, there are three extra Sundays before the end of the liturgical year. So today, we are celebrating the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, and then in the next 3 weeks, the fifth and sixth Sundays, and finally, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, which is always the last Sunday of the liturgical year. In today's Mass, the Gospel reading is the miracle of the calming of a storm on the Sea of Galilee. After the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus went to the town of Capernaum, where he was then living, which is on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. He performed a number of miracles there, and then he got into a boat with his disciples. And a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but Jesus was asleep. His disciples awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And Jesus said, "Why are you afraid, O ye of little faith?" Then he got up, commanded the winds and the wave and the sea, and the winds died down, and there came a great calm over the waters. And the men in the boat wondered, saying, "What manner of man is this, that the winds and the sea obey him?" Visitors to Israel first see the Sea of Galilee, or Lake Tiberias as it is known, when they drive east on the road from Nazareth. You pass through barren and rocky hills, seeing nothing but a few sheep, and then suddenly the landscape changes. There are green and fertile pastures spread out before you, and there, shining silver and blue in the sunlight, is the Sea of Galilee, and rising in the background, you can see the great snow-covered peaks of Mount Hermon and the Golan Heights. It is a serene and beautiful sight, but the serenity is deceptive, for the Sea of Galilee can also be a very dangerous body of water. Strong winds come across northern Israel from the Mediterranean and channel through the narrow valleys, raise sudden squalls on the lake with driving rain and high waves, which can swamp even large boats. So the scene described in today's gospel is one which would have been familiar to anyone who had visited the Sea of Galilee. But there is also, in addition to this meteorological information, a theological background to our gospel. The God of Israel was both the Lord of history and the Lord of nature, and control over the forces of nature was one of the manifestations of his divine power. At the very beginning of the Bible, in the first creation account in Genesis, we read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, and it with a divine wind sweeping over the waters. God said, 'Let there be a firmament to divide the waters in two.' And God said, 'Let the waters under heaven come together into a single mass, and let the dry land appear.'" This primordial act of creation, with God controlling the wind and the waters, is a recurring image in the Old Testament. For example, in the book of Job, God says to Job, "Who pent up the sea behind closed doors, when it leapt tumultuous from the womb, when I wrapped it in a robe of mist and made black clouds its swaddling bands, and when I cut the place I had decreed for it and imposed gates and a bolt? Come so far, I said, and no farther. Here your proud waves must break." And again in Psalm 107 we read, "Voyagers on the sea in ships, plying their trade on the great ocean, have seen the works of the Lord, his wonders in the deep. By his word he raised the storm wind, lashing up the towering waves, up to the sky, then down to the depths. Their stomachs were turned to water, they staggered and reeled. They cried out to the Lord in their distress. He rescued them from their plight. He reduced the storm to a calm, and all the waters subsided, and he brought them to the port where they were bound. Let them thank the Lord for his faithful love. These creation images show us that Jesus' command over the wind and the sea is, to the Hebrew mind, an even greater and more significant miracle than his previous miracles of healing or of turning water into wine. For a holy man may, by the grace of God, perform some miraculous deeds, but only God himself can control the elements of nature. And so when the disciples ask one another, "What manner of man is this, that the winds and the sea obey him?" they are beginning to think the unthinkable, that God could be a human being. We know, as the disciples eventually learned, that the Word was indeed made flesh and dwelt among us, and that he sustains us with his faithful love. And therefore we pray in the beautiful words of today's collect, "O God, who know that we, having been set in such great dangers, cannot endure on account of human wickedness, grant us health of mind and body, so that those things which we suffer through sin, we may, with thy help, overcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."